Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking today to Dr. Steve Davis about his new book, The War of the Camisards, 1702 to 1704. If you've not heard of the Camisards before, you're in a lot of company. I'm with you. Steve, great to have you with us.
Hey Fred, thank you. It's great to be with you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. I got to tell you, when I saw the book, I thought, "What in the world is a Camisard?" I like church history, I like Reformed church history, and I don't know what this is or anything about it. So, you got a lot to teach me here today.
Well, you're not alone. We were in France for many years, and I don't know that I ever heard the word Camisard while we were there. Knew very little, sad to say, about French history and French religious history. I wish I would have known more. So this became new to me several years ago.
Okay, well, good. I feel a little bit better. Well, let's start off. Who were the Camisards, and what does the word Camisard mean?
All right, let me try to just put it in a historical perspective.
Yeah.
Basically, the Camisards were, we might call them peasant warriors who led a revolt against King Louis XIV, the great Sun King, in the early 1700s. Now, to put that in perspective, we're looking now at almost 200 years after the beginning of the Reformation in France. And the Reformation made great inroads, first through the teaching of Luther, but then mostly through Calvin's teaching. And in the 1500s, you had a series of eight wars of religion, where the Reformed Protestants, were called Huguenots, were able to hold their own against the royal troops of the different kings at that time. And so they were led by nobles, a lot of nobility involved in those wars. And then, with the conversion of Henry of Navarre, who was a Huguenot, he became a Catholic and became King Henry IV. And in 1598, he promulgated the Edict of Nantes, because he was still sympathetic to his former co-religionaries. And they Protestants at that time then obtained some limited religious freedom. Well, Henry IV was assassinated in 1610. I'm just giving you a quick interview to get you to the Camisard. 1610, Henry XIV is assassinated. His son Louis XIII becomes king, begins to undermine the Edict of Nantes, just eating away little by little the rights of Protestants. Then Henry IV's grandson, Louis XIV, became king around 1643, and he continued that process, undermining the rights, persecution, just began to increase. Finally, in 1685, Louis XIV revoked the Edict of Nantes, called the Revocation of the Edict of Nantes, one of the great One historian called it one of the great crimes, greatest crimes in history. So in 1685, there was the myth that Protestantism no long Protestants had mostly converted to Catholicism under coercion, and so that there was no longer any need for the Edict of Nantes. So it was revoked. Protestantism was outlawed in 1685. All the pastors left, and this is important for what happened later. Pastors were given 15 days to either go into exile or convert to Catholicism. Many converted and many left. So the Protestants were left without pastors. Their churches, called temples, were destroyed. So they had no place to worship. They began worshiping in clandestine assemblies and out of the way places, and that was called the Church of the Desert. But there was persecution, there was executions, preachers that were caught were executed, or they were put on the king's galley ships as rowers for life. So From 1685 until the war began in 1702, you have 17 years of a simmering rebellion. And the Protestants are oppressed, they're imprisoned, their children are forced to go to Catholic school. They have to be baptized in the Catholic Church as infants. Marriage is only done by the Catholic Church. Any other marriage is illegitimate. Children were kidnapped, put into convents. King Louis XIV practiced what are called dragonnades, which was putting royal troops into the homes of Protestants to force them to convert. So they had to house troops in their homes, pay for their upkeep and everything, and all the abuse that went along with that. So 1702 is when the war actually began, and there was a trigger. There was the murder of a or assassination, they called it, of a Catholic abbot. But during that simmering time, there's no pastors, there's no churches. They're meeting in secret, they're meeting in their homes, but they really don't have spiritual guidance. All their pastors are in exile, what was called the refuge. And there was a wave of what's called prophetism.